and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father, for this awesome and precious opportunity, my Father, to assemble ourselves together, me and all your people, all of those who are under the sound of my voice, that we may, Lord, come and feast at the King's table. And Father, for that we say thank you. You said the kingdom of heaven is like a king who gave a banquet for his son, and he invited everybody to come in. Oh, what a mighty banquet that must be like. Hallelujah. A king giving a banquet for his son. And he invited all the guests to come in into the banquet. Can you imagine what's going on in the banquet? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for that precious opportunity to come boldly into your very presence without any sense of guilt or condemnation. Hallelujah. Because of your love for us that you showed in Jesus Christ. That we can come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, through the church service, through the Bible studies, through the radio broadcast, through all our ritual and ceremony and traditions, Father, through all of that, all the way into your very presence. By means of the gates of thanksgiving, by means of the course of praise, by means of the church services and our gathering ourselves together in all our rituals and ceremonies that we perform for. By means of them, all the way behind the veil into your very presence. And we count that an honor and privilege, Mom, that you would invite us to the banquet. So, Father, here we are as your guests. Our Lord, and we ask that name, be it unto us according to your word. Speak to our hearts that we might know you, not know of you, but know you. And that we might know the power that's available to us, the power that we possess on the inside of us, the sovereignty and dominion that we have on the inside of us, that we might know you in Jesus who he sent, and the power of you in Jesus who he sent, and the power of us. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, we say yes to your will, yes to your way. You are the one that extends the earth today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like he was upon Jesus. Hallelujah. He said it was better for him to go away. Hallelujah. So that when he goes, he could send you back and you would be upon all of us. Hallelujah. Instead of one just being upon that one person, Jesus, now you're upon all of us. Hallelujah. Greater works that we do. But there was just one of him. Now there are many of us. He said, greater works that you do. And I'm going to go to the Father. I'm going to send you back the same spirit. That's what you said, God. That was upon Jesus that anointed him to do all the things that he did. Cast out devils, heal the sick, establish the kingdom of heaven back on the earth, pay the penalty for our sin. I have to have that on myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That same spirit that enabled him, he sent him back to us. Therefore, Holy Spirit, again, we say it is you that is in work in the earth today. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And we say, you lead us and you guide us into the reality of everything that Jesus said and everything that he did for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the power of eternity, we call it done. In Jesus' name. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What an honor. What a privilege it is. Glory to God. To come together with all of you all wanting the sound of my voice. Boy, it's an honor and a privilege. Just to come together with all of you. And it's not just a Bible study or even a church service. You know. This is a congregation. This is man God assembling himself, the Bible says, among the mighty. The Bible says he's standing in the congregation of the mighty. And he judges among the gods. That's you and I. Who? The mighty and them little G gods. Little G gods. Not independent from God. A little offspring of God. He's standing where? In the congregation of the mighty. And he judged among the gods. In other words, that word judgment there, he gives righteous judgment. To who? To all the little gods. What's righteous judgment? What's righteous judgment? Let me tell you something. You got a right to be saved. You got a right to be healed.
Yeah.
You got a right to be delivered. You got a right, man, to be provided for. Because, man, everything that caused you to have need and be sick and everything else, that ain't a result of your sin. That's a result of, man, the original sin. And because of the original sin, then all of you and all of our men were born in sin. So we couldn't help but be, man, the law of sin and death. Why? Because we were born in sin and shaping iniquity. Because of what? Because of Adam's disobedience. Remember one time I told God, that's not, you mean tell me, man, you know, all of us are saved because of what Adam did? He said, yeah. I mean, all of us are lost because of what Adam did. All of us are lost because of what Adam did. That mankind went through the racism, the war, the killing of one. I mean, tell me, that's all of us are. All the hell that we go through in life is all a result of what Adam did. All the sin that's in our life is a result of what Adam did. He said, yes, that's right. I said, well, that ain't fair to us. He said, no, it ain't. He said, well, I judge among the gods and I give righteous judgment. It's like it wasn't your fault that you were born in sin and shaking iniquity. Nor will it be anything that you do, boy, to be born again and created in the righteousness of God. Just like Adam messed up everything, and I'm going to come myself in the person of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to bless up everything. And because of what that one man did that caused you to be born in sin and shaping iniquity, Adam, through another man who, Jesus, and boy, you can be redeemed from that curse of the law, man, and all your sins can be washed white as snow, and you can come through the gates of thanksgiving when you realize, man, hallelujah, you're giving praise and honor all the days of your life. You can come through the course of praise, boy, you'll get praise, man, all the days of your life. He'll come through the holy place where you have fellowship with him and with the other body of believers all the days of your life. Amen. And more, most important, man, you and all the people you fellowship with will come all the way behind the veil back into the literal presence of the Most High God. What a place. Hallelujah. Well, that's where we come on here, and God assembled us to come on here, you know, to assemble us to that place. And in that place, because it's in that place that everything that God has created us to do, be, and have, is in that place. But I would say, thanks be unto God who has blessed us, who has already done that, who has what, enabled us, empowered us to obtain everything then that he created us to obtain, be everything that he created us to be, have everything that he created us to have, do everything that he created us to do. Be blessed up, man, with all the potential that we need to accomplish everything that he said about us. We have blessed us, yeah, with all the spiritual blessings. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about these worldly blessings. I'm talking about who has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly place, in Christ Jesus. But he already, where he is, boy, is in that place. Where your blessings at? It's in that place. It's in that place. It's in that place. I told you every time you come on here, man, God said, come all the way into my presence. You want that to just get past your intellect, man, get that on the inside of our spirit, so we can literally come all the way into his very presence. Your sins wash white as snow. Because of what Adam did, caused us to be separated from God. Because of Jesus Christ's obedience to God and what he did, caused us to be reconciled back to God. So through that one man's disobedience, sin, and death came upon the whole human race, through the other man's obedience, Jesus Christ, then life and blessing and righteousness has come upon the whole human race too. Just like it wasn't nothing that we did to cause us to be born in sin, ain't nothing that we can do to cause us to be born again into the righteousness of God. That's the love of God.
Amen.
That's the love of God that he has for all his people. It's by grace that we are saved, through faith. And watch this here. And that's not of ourselves. That's a gift from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, hey, listen, you know, that's the purpose for it. If you tune in to this radio broadcast, boy, that's the purpose for it. That's God assembling his children together, boy. And listen, it's for a purpose. And it's not only meant to proclaim unto us, man, the good news about the kingdom of God, but it's also meant for the purpose, man, of demonstrating. My preaching and my preaching is not just an entire word, but a demonstration and a lie. So that the faith of the hearers don't stand in the wisdom of a man, but in the power of God. In other words, boy, they're demonstrating what they were preaching. And that's what God has on for us on this radio broadcast today. But he wants to demonstrate that in your life. He wants to demonstrate that you are blessed. Hey, listen, boy, if you're oppressed and oppressed and depressed by any demons or devil, he wants to cast them out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sick in your presence, he wants to just preach about that. He wants to manifest that. Hallelujah. In religion, you know, you preach about that's all in the sweet by and by. But in the kingdom, you preach that that's in the right here and now. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is near, is here, is at hand. Yeah. And boy, then when he preached it, he demonstrated it. And then when he sent us, he said, you go and be just like me and do just like me and make disciples of all men just like I made disciples of you and teach them. For everything that I taught you. And then he said this, and if you do that, then I'll be with you. I'll be with you. I'll be with you. So hey, listen, you know, I have some guests on with me today, you know, Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ronald Edison at Divine New Intervention Ministry there at, in Bunker, Louisiana at 1909 Highway 71, right there in the Bunker area. You know, they have a powerful prayer ministry, you know, and Bible study and ministry right there in the Bunker area, you know, right around the overhead pass there. You know, you can't miss it. Hey, listen, you know, I have them all here as guests with me. The Bible says, wherever two or three of you shall gather together in my name, hey, there am I in the midst. Wherever two or three of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. Hey, listen, so I have Pastor and Apostle on here with me today, and I'm going to allow them to greet you. And then we're going to do something and believe that God got it. Going to manifest itself in our life today. Hey, listen, we're going to open up our prayer line. And as we open up our prayer line, you know, we're going to give you the opportunity to call in, and let's go and let's believe God together, you know, for the that not God just to preach the good news to us, but to manifest it to us. And together we're going to come in agreement and believe God then that every need that's represented out there today, as you call in, man, we're going to believe and join together in prayer and faith and believe for the manifestation of it. We ain't going to be hoping in a praying. We're going to be knowing in a praying and a praying in a knowing that which we desire of our Father, hallelujah, that he will give it unto us. Well, he said in his word, well, if two or three of you shall agree on earth and touching anything, it shall be done. So we come on this radio broadcast today not just to speak the word of God and minister the word of God, but to manifest it and demonstrate it. And believe that everything that, yeah, hallelujah. But okay, we take a call.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in for prayer. Okay.
Hello, yes, sir. Caller, you on the air?
Yes. So I'm calling in for prayer today.
Praise the Lord. Amen, brother. God bless you. Any particular thing you desire the Lord?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm striving to get better. This is Brother Brian McCoy. I'm calling out of Newton, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Want to say hello to a good friend of mine and his wife, Reverend Edison.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm striving every day, man, to get better, man. And man, I thank God for you. Reverend Edison, you and your wife, I thank God for y'all. And I want to say to the guests over there with y'all, the pastor over there with y'all, we love you guys, man. Say hello to y'all. And hold us up in prayer, man, because I'm striving every day. Striving.
Amen. Amen. We allow Pastor.
Tell him to stay on the line, Pastor.
To pray for you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
All right. Father God, we thank you right now for Brother Brian right now and his attitude for us, prayer God. Lord, you heard his prayer request, Father God. You said that he said he wants to be strengthened in his walk, God. You have called us in your word. You said that blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to let this mind be in Brother Brian and his wife and family, that which was also in Christ Jesus, Father God. Lord, we pray right now that you'll strengthen them, as Paul has said in Philippians 6:10, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray that you'll bless his family. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Hey,
praise the Lord.
That's what the Lord said.
You know,
wherever two or three, that's just what we were talking about. Wherever two or three of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. And he ain't just in the midst for us to be in the midst. He in the midst of us to be whatever we have need for him to be, whenever we have need for him to be. He say, hey, you know, who do men say that I am? He say, what's your name? He say, who shall I tell them send me? He say, tell them that I am. Who are that? I am whatever you need me to be, whenever you need me to be. I don't just have one name. I don't just have one characteristic. I am. I am everything that you need, whatever it might be. So, hey, you know, and if you say that I am, you say again, he's standing in the congregation of the mighty, and he judges amongst the God. He want to give a righteous judgment to all the children. So every last one of us, like I told you, you got a right to be saved. You got a right to be healed. You got a right to be delivered. You got a right, man, to be edified and built up and grow in the knowledge of God's will and desire and purpose for your life. And here's the instruction. You know, when Jesus, he came to Jesus in prayer and asked him for things, sometimes he would give him instructions. And then when I say to my brother, you know, hey, here, you know, as you continue in your walk of faith, you take the word. If you continue in the word.
Continue in the word.
Truth, and the yes, truth sir. Is what's going to make you. What's going to make you free?
Yes, hallelujah. Sir.
That's what's going to make you free. So thank you for calling me in, man. You know, and I
thank
you. The Lord can tell you, continue. If you continue in the word, then you're going to continue
yes,
to
sir.
Grow. And if you continue to grow, then you're going to go and go and go and go until you reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, man. We bless you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for calling
thank
in.
You.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, saints out there in the radio land, you know, that's the same thing that we're talking about here, you know. Apostle and pastor, you know, if you would like to share something with the radio audience out there, take this opportunity to, you know, and let them know that the God that we serve, hey, he's real. Hey, and he want to manifest himself in our life. This is his greatest desire for all of our lives. That we all have a personal encounter with him. That's why he tells us to come all the way into his presence, right? So that we can then have a personal encounter with him. I mean, you know, to where you know that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt, Lord, that he is God and that he is real.
Yes, Lord.
And he got to draw you, man, to that place. And that's what he's doing, drawing us to that place. And how he's doing it, he want to manifest himself in our lives. A personal encounter. So, well, you come to the place that you know that you know that you know that you know beyond the only shadow of a doubt that he's real, boy, and you give your life to him. Hallelujah. Because that'll be him drawing you unto him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. Him drawing you unto him. No man comes upon him. God drawing us to him. And he's drawing us into him in his presence today. He say, come and get what you need. If you need healing, if you need deliverance, if you need peace, if you need joy, if you need whatever you need. It pertains to life and godliness. You know what you need most of all? All your spiritual blessings, whatever you need. He say, come boldly and get it. Come make your petitions known unto me. Come bring me in remembrance of what I see. That's petitioning. That's praying. Glory to see when I hear you. Glory to God. I send my word to the Lord. I've already sent my word to you. Hallelujah. By my strength you are healed. For by grace you saved, the gift of God. I've already given you the gift of righteousness. The gift of eternal life. Hallelujah. But when you come to me in prayer, amen, bring that back to me. I said my word. Now all I'm waiting on you to do is send it back to me. Let's pray. And see when I watch over my word to perform.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Said the Lord. So again, you know, Pastor and the Apostle, you know, God has something in your heart. Please speak to our radio audience out there today.
Okay. All right, thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. First of all and foremost, I would like to greet all you, all that's out there in radio land, by ways of Mississippi or Louisiana, where you're at today. We greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And once again, we thank God for this opportunity and Pastor Arthur LaValle and his ministry and what he's doing in his life. God has been placed some things on my heart, and I'll be brief as possibly so my wife, Earlene, Pastor Earlene, can share what God put on her heart. God has been dealing with
Pastor. let me just pause just for a moment. And as you go, if you got give that radio, give the number to the radio broadcast so that the callers may know what number to call in.
Okay, on this line here?
Yeah, as you speak, you know, just, you know.
Okay.
You make sure y'all give them the number so that they'll know. I forgot to even say the number.
Well, I want to give you all this number. It's 337.
No, the radio station.
Oh, the radio station number is 318-484-2500. That's 318-484-2500. That's the number for the radio station if you want to call in for prayer. Amen? Okay. So here it is. Once again, in Book of Nehemiah is what God put on my heart to point out a few things about prayer. And it reads in verse chapter 1, verse 5, it says, And said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keep covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. And he said in verse 9, let thy ear be attentive and thy eyes open that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. Here we find out that Nehemiah had found himself in a difficult situation here. First of all, Jerusalem had been destroyed, and the gates of Jerusalem were set on fire. So Nehemiah had to intercede. And what I learned from reading this text, that first of all, we know that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. But a lot of times, we don't need to just bombard heaven with the prayers of the Lord, gimme, 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 you know. And in verse 5, if you look at in chapter 1, Nehemiah, verse 5, he started off by acknowledging God for who he was, his attributes, character, the great man of war that he was. He said, oh, Lord, that's God of heaven, God of heaven. He called him the great and awesome God. He reminded God how he knows that God was an awesome God, and he's a great God, a mighty God, and that he keeps covenant, and he will show mercy for those that are keeping his commandments. So here we find out that the acceptable fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And Nehemiah prayed in this here chapter, and he gave us a blueprint instruction how we are to intercede and enter to the throne room of God. So God has in place on my heart is two groups of people that he wants me to pray for today, and I'm going to pass this over on to Pastor Elaine. In Psalm 79, verse 1, God had put on my heart to pray for all those who are incarcerated in jails and prisons and juvenile facilities, and just anybody, men, women, or female, whatever institution they might be in. I want to intercede for them right now. And in Psalm 79, it says that let the signing of the prisoner come before thee according to the greatness of thy power, and preserve those that are appointed, preserve those that are appointed to death. So right now, Father God, wherever two or three or more are gathered in your name, you're in the midst of us, and two of us on earth agree on touching anything, it shall be done, my Father, which in heaven. Lord, we lift up those who are incarcerated now, now, God, and their families as well, God. We pray right now, God, that you appoint in a mighty way by your Holy Spirit, and
Lord,
that you will take out the hearts of stone and give them a heart of flesh, that you will fill them with your precious Holy Ghost. And Lord, it's nothing impossible for you, God. Man might say throw them away, but Lord, your grace is sufficient for thee, and your mercy endures forever. We pray, Father God, that they don't out the same way they came in, but they'll walk in newness of Christ, and that they'll put on the mind of Jesus Christ, and that they'll go back to the neighborhood that they once helped destroy, that they'll be an access to society and not a liability, Father God, that they'll be a role model for those who are gangbanging on the streets. and doing terrible things out here, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you know their hearts. You know there's some men of God and women of God that is have a true heart for you, God, to serve you. But the doors are closed, God. But who the Son set free is free indeed, oh God. Yes. Once they know the truth, set them free on the inside, that they might be set free on the outside. I pray for their mamas, their daddies, and their children, Father God, that you embrace them with your presence. That you reveal to them, God, that it's nothing too hard for the God of all flesh, that you are able to make a way out of no way. According to Ephesians 3:20, when you say, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power that working in us, God. Give them favor, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray and trust. Amen. And one more group of people, Father God, we would like to pray for today is those women that are married, that are trying to have kids, that their womb is closed, Father God. Yes, they want to have family. They want to have children, Father God. You said in Psalms 113:9, you give the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children, Lord. Lord, I declare and decree in Jesus' name that you will open up the wounds, that you'll do surgery in the arteries, oh Father God, all in the stomach and in their bodies. Whatever needs to be healed, let it be healed for a testimony, God, against the devil, Lord. Elizabeth was barren, oh God. And all other women in the Bible, Hannah, Father God, but you gave them children, Father God. It's nothing impossible with you, God. Nothing, for with man it is impossible. Well, not with God, for with God all things are possible. And we thank you for the testimony that's going to be brought forth, God. And it's in Jesus' name we trust. We pray your word, and we thank you that you watch over your word, to perform your word. Yes, it's the spirit that quickens the flesh, cropping up your word, the spirit, and they are life. And I pray this in Jesus' name, and we're in agreement in Jesus' name. And I pray this prayer over to Pastor Earlene Edison.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Once again, if you need prayer, call 318-484-2500. That's 318-484-2500. And I would like to pray with the person, people that has cancer in their bodies. Jesus, tell us, don't let your heart be troubled, because he's a God who can take care of any situation.
Yes, he is.
He's the God of all power. He's a healing God. He's an almighty God.
Yes.
And there is nothing too hard for him to do. So don't let your heart be troubled. He said, if you could believe in God, then you can believe also in him, Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus came.
Yes.
We believe that he was and that he is to come again.
Yes.
So, Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would remove the spirit of fear from every person, Father God, that have cancer. We know, Lord God, that you are a healer.
Yes,
and, Father God, we thank you because your word will not return unto you void.
No,
Father God, we bind the spirit of the demonic spirit of the devil right now. And we speak to that cancer, and we command it to come out
of
that person or those people. We speak to that cancer by the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given us. We believe that there is nothing too hard for him to do. We believe in the name of Jesus that it is done. So we ask that you believe and you go around praising God no matter how it, you feel, thanking God that he has healed you upon this day. And I would also like to pray for those who are going through marriage situations.
Yes, Lord.
God said in his word that he don't believe in divorce.
Yes, Lord.
He don't believe in a divorce. So we have to believe and ask God that he would come forth in this marriage situation.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you are the God who joined together. And you say, yes, what you joined together, amen, no man shall separate it.
Yes,
so we speak,
yes,
to every woman,
yes,
or man,
yes,
husband or wife,
yes,
that's,
Lord,
going through these situations.
Yes, Lord.
Think it out before,
yes,
you make the decision.
Yes.
Go back on your knees and talk to the Lord about what's going on in your life.
Yes.
And get back in the Word of God.
Yes.
Father God, we speak, Father God, a healing in these marriage relationships.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we thank,
Lord,
you, Lord God, that,
yes,
even there you can heal a situation,
yes,
that seems,
yes,
seems,
yes,
impossible.
Yes. Yes,
so, God, we pray for that wife right now.
Yes, in the name.
To let your will be done,
yes,
in her, in them.
Yes.
Father God, let your word be done in your will.
Yes, yes.
Father God, in the name of,
yes,
Jesus, we speak,
yes,
life back into these marriages.
In the name of,
we,
Jesus.
We speak healing into the minds,
yes,
of the people.
That,
yes, this,
Lord,
is not,
yes,
the,
right,
end, but this is a seed that the enemy planted.
Yes.
And we come against that seed right now
in the name
of Jesus.
Yes.
And we speak life,
yes,
back,
Lord,
into this marriage.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
once, Lord, again, if you need prayer, dial 318-484-2500. And we turn it back over to Pastor Arthur
Laval. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, you know, praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says, wherever again two or three of us shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. Hallelujah. And God want to manifest himself in all our lives, you know. He don't just want to stir up our emotions and make us feel something, but he want to meet our needs too.
Yeah.
You know, he's not only our father. I mean, he's not only the source of our life. That's what the word father means. The source and the sustainer of life.
Yeah.
Whenever,
yeah,
you see the word father there, that's what he means. The source of the life,
the
and the sustainer of the life. So he's,
yeah,
not only the source of our life, but he wants to sustain us too.
Yes,
Lord. And Lord, he got to take care of his children. The Bible says, give the Father great pleasure to give us, boy, all of the kingdom of heaven and all the blessings that he's already blessed us with.
Yeah.
To give him great pleasure to do that. So he want to not just, you know, stir up our emotions, you know, do good message and good sermon and everything else, but he want to manifest himself.
Yeah.
He want to do, hey, listen, that's what bring him glory.
Yeah.
When his word is manifested in our lives. Not when his word is preached and emotion is stirred up, but when his word, man, begin to take, when that seed of his word begin to take root in our lives and it begin to sprout up, man, first the little blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time. It gives the Father great pleasure for us, boy, to go through the divine process, man, of obtaining everything, boy, that he's already blessed us with. And boy, we allow him, he'll show us the way. Listen, let me read something to you, you know, in the book of Matthew. I started chapter 1. But let me start in Matthew chapter 9, and I start at verse 35, and I'll read all the way through a little portion of Matthew chapter 10. Teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Numbers. And they say that when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them.
Yeah.
Because they had fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
Yeah.
Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous. I mean, there's plenty of needs out there. There's plenty of
yeah.
problems out there. And listen, there's plenty of solutions for the needs and the problems. There's available too. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he might send forth labors into his field, into his heart. And when he had called, chapter 10, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, watch this, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. What he did, boy, he said the labor are few. So he called you niggas to feel the right for harvest, but hey, the labor's are few. So I'm gonna call out some people, man, you know, and I'm gonna sanctify them. I'm gonna manifest myself in our life, and I'm gonna glorify them.
Yeah.
And boy, then he called his 12 disciples out, the 12 disciples that he had chosen to manifest their glory. What? That if you pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out labor into the field, then he'll answer that. That's the result of who we are right now. We just labor, boy, that God is sending into the field.
Yeah.
All of you out there in radio land, you know. Hey, boy, to do what? You're going to tell him the name. He said, man, listen, the labor is here. So he called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power against unclean spirits to do what? To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and disease. Then he tells God, name the 12 in verse 2, through verse 5, verse 4, then it tells about who the 12 disciples were. It even included Judas of Iscariot, the world. Hallelujah. And then in verse 5, it says this, these 12, Jesus sent forth. Who sent them forth? Jesus sent them forth and commanded them. If you love me, keep my commandments. If we be too much focused on man, trying to get everything that God has for us through the commandment that he gave Moses. And listen, these are the commandments that before we get everything through, commandment that Jesus gave us.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. He come to fulfill the law. For what purpose? So that law can be fulfilled in us. He come to show us how obtain men to scatter just the laws of Moses. Because in and of ourselves, you can't do that. But that's the way it can be done, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's through more than Jesus way.
Yeah.
So I didn't come to do away with the law. I come to establish the law. I come to establish the law in your heart and your spirit first, and boy, through your intellect, and it'll manifest itself upon the earth from the inside out. Not from the outside in. Not from you trying to conform to it from the outside in, but from you men being conformed to it from the inside out. Hallelujah. So he gave them instruction. He commanded them, saying, hallelujah, go not into the way of the Gentiles and to the city of Samaria. Enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. That is what we're on this radio broadcast for. Hey, listen, there ain't too many sinners, man, listening to Christian radio. If you're on this radio station, man, that's an indication that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
That you are trying to get that, that you have faith in God. And contrary to popular opinion and religion and what religion say about that, the word of God say about that is this. Hey, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him.
Yeah.
Would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what the word says. For he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So if you man believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, man, and you on his radio station, that's indicating that you got some kind of belief. Your heart is tender toward God.
Yes, Lord.
So he said, hey, man, you know, go to the lost sheep of Israel. Go to the go to the church out there, all my believers. Go, why? Because the fields are right, the harvest, but the neighbors are few. He said, so don't go to the Gentiles, don't go to the lost yet, man. Just go to me and, you know, all my people, boy. And do what, man? What he said. He said, and go down into the, don't go not down into the way of the Gentiles, or into or the cities of Samaria, into ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, listen to the instruction. As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What are you talking about? He said, go preach, man, this gospel. Boy, boy, that I'm telling, that I'm preaching to the people. But I'm telling you, man, that all of the kingdom of heaven has come back to you. All God's original plan and purpose and destiny has come back to you. The man is that one man's sin that sold you into slavery and death, man, you know, and this the one man, man, the restoration gonna take place. And he's gonna have restored back to you everything that you lost in the hour of disobedience. Everything that you lost. The Holy Spirit, the presence of the Lord, that place, the Garden of Eden, that God planted on the earth and placed mankind in, all that is restored back to you. Sitting in that place, man, that's where all your needs are met. In that place, that's where you can make your petition known unto your Father in heaven. And boy, he got the answer there. Yeah, the Bible say this here, this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, then we can know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we can also know that we have a petition that we desire of him. Come on, Lord, Pastor, you know, and Apostle Allison, you know, because, boy, when God draws me with their prayer line, man, listen, they pray the word of God. They don't pray the certain, they acknowledge what the circumstance situation is, but then they turn around and speak the word of God to that circumstance situation. You know? Just like Jesus spoke the word of God to the waves and to the wind and to the storm.
Yeah.
Same way, boy, because listen, we got a plenty of waves and winds that's blowing in our lives, that's stirring up storms in our lives, objects in our lives. We're closed on objects in our lives. They all understand to all of us here besides. You say, the work that I do, shall you do also. I say, go and preach the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven to you. And then heal the sick and cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you receive, freely give.
Yeah.
That was the radio broadcast is all about. You say, the labors of peace.
Yeah,
yeah. He said the harvest is right, but the labor is few. So he called boy his disciples together, boy, and he sent them out. Yeah, like boy put Pastor Erling and Apostle Ronald and I together on his radio broadcast, and he just sent us out.
Yeah.
To all the lost sheep of Israel, to all of you out there in radio land, to let you know that me and God is a prayer answering God. We just got to learn how to pray. And what is prayer?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know. And we get it all right for us to acknowledge, man, what the desire is and what the problem is. But then after we acknowledge that, then we got to speak God's word to
them. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Every knee and every tongue going to bow to that. Every name going to bow to that. Like Pastor Erling was saying, boy, cancer is a name.
Yeah.
When you speak the word of God to that circumstance, to that situation, to that symptom, listen, boy, that word is above everything. That name is above everything.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
So, boy, them cancer will say they ain't got no choice in the matter but to go. Hallelujah. Right.
Yeah.
Listen, boy, you should pray to prayer of faith to save the sick. Shall heal the sick. To save the lost. But that's a prayer of faith. I ain't talking about hoping in a prayer. And just, man, I ain't talking about religious prayer. I already say that. We just pray and then we just hoping that, man, the country prayer. No, I'm talking about, man, the prayer of faith.
Yeah.
The prayer of faith that's in God's word. Hallelujah. that he's not a man that he should lie. If he said if we call upon him, he'd answer us. He's not a man that we should lie. We just need to know, man, how to appropriate that in our lives.
Yeah.
You think if you ask God to save you, you think he say no? If you ask God to heal you, you think he say no? If you ask God to help you, you think he say no? If you ask God to save our children, our loved ones, you think he say no?
Yeah. Amen.
For all his promises, yes and amen. He said, if you call upon me, I'll answer you.
That's right.
Glory to God. If you seek me, you'll find me. And if you seek me with your whole heart, you not only find me, but you'll find all the blessings that I have for you.
Yes, Lord.
That's what he told him to go and preach. Who? The disciples. That's what we're doing right now in this moment, you know. Letting you know that, boy, I'm talking about, man, shit, the God is a prayer answering God.
Yeah.
And, boy, God called us into his presence today on this radio broadcast to let us know, man, that we can make our petition known to him.
Yes, Lord.
Another way God is saying, what can I do for you?
Yeah, yeah.
What you want me to do for you?
Yeah.
What you need from me? Why is he answering that? Because he don't want you to just know of him. He wants you to know him. And the only way you can know him, he got to manifest himself in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, one of the ways of doing that, manifesting himself in our lives, is by healing the sick, casting out oppressing demon spirit that's keeping us from our purpose and destinies in our lives.
Yes,
lepers, all those men who even though they saved and still got spots and thoughts and mistakes in their life, not condemning them, but man, speaking to that leprosy and them problems that they still might be having in their lives, man. Glory to God, like Jesus did, cleansing them from all their unrighteousness. Not condemning them for the thoughts and mistakes in their lives. Restoring them. The Bible says, you who are strong in the faith, boy, restore those in the spirit of meekness. If you see a brother taking in a fault, restore him in the spirit of meekness. Not condemn him, not cast him out as no good and declare him not suitable for you, that God can't use him. No, restore him in the spirit of meekness. Glory to God. Do what, boys, amen, to freely you receive, freely give. But boy, God has gathered, boy, three of us together, man, in accordance with my wife, who's not here with me, boy, but we won in spirit and we won in heart, you know.
Yeah.
So that's four of us. The Bible says one can chase 1,000.
Yeah.
Two can chase 10,000.
That's right, three.
Yeah, them odds, three can chase 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them odds, four of us can chase 1,000,000.
Yes, Lord.
And boy, me and my wife, we in agreement. She's not right here live on the radio broadcast with us, but she's listening in.
Yes,
glory to God, you know. And so we come in agreement, boy, and that's getting good. Like I said, them all, four of us, man, can chase a meal.
Yeah.
Boy, we come to let you know that great is he that's in us. I ain't talking about just us folks, but I'm talking about in you too. Great is he that's in us than he that's in this world.
Thank you.
And all them circumstances and all them situations and all them symptoms and all them needs and all them desires and all them shortcomings and all them things that you lack in your life. And man, God just don't want to save you.